Hey, friends, and welcome to Making Memoir Magic, the show where we talk about writing the hard stuff, finding your voice, and telling the stories that shaped you. I'm Carrie Kreisman, author of Accidental First Lady, memoir mentor, and a storytelling champion. Today, we're tackling a topic that's buzzing in every corner of the internet, AI and writing. More specifically, AI and memoir writing, and why you should think twice and maybe a third time before letting it touch your story. So let me just say this up front. AI is not the enemy. It's a tool, a powerful one. It can help us brainstorm, structure, research, summarize. It can help organize chaotic ideas when you've got too many. It can get those post-its off the wall and onto the paper. And it can give you clarity when you're facing confusion about what do I write? How do I distill this into an outline, for example, that makes sense? But here's where I'm going to plant a flag. AI cannot write your memoir. I'll say that again. AI cannot and should not write your memoir. Because your memoir is your story. It's gleaned from the memories, the moments, and meaning that only you have lived. Think about the conversations as you write your memoir, the ones that cracked you wide open, or heartbreaks that bent you but didn't break you, or that transformation that should always be present in memoir, but the transformations within you and your own life that unfolded slowly, then all at once. AI wasn't there. It didn't sit at your kitchen table. It didn't hear your diagnosis. It didn't taste the air on the day that your life changed. AI doesn't know what your grandmother's perfume smelled like when she hugged you goodnight. And it doesn't know the texture of your silence when you finally stood up for yourself. So no matter the subject of your memoir, AI does not have a place in the storytelling. It can guess. It can be approximate. It can stitch together something grammatically clean and technically sound. But memoir? Memoir isn't technical. Now, grammar is important. Sentence structure is important. Organization of your thoughts and your chapters is all important. But keep in mind, memoir is emotional. It's messy, sensory, and stitched together with the words that live deep in your soul. And here's the big thing. Writing a memoir requires vulnerability. It asks you to show up, not as a polished persona, but as a living, breathing human being, all with your flaws, with your funny personality, with your fierce quips, all of it. AI can mimic your voice, but it can't be you. And if you hand over the reins and say, "Here, write it for me," what you're really saying is, "I don't trust my story enough to tell it myself." And let me promise you this. Something you should know is your story is worth telling. And not just telling, but telling in your voice. So let me be clear. There's nothing wrong with using tools to help you in the writing process. I use AI. I use it for brainstorming sometimes. But you know what it's also great for? Besides a brainstorm, you can use it as an outline, as a start. It may not be your ending outline. It will not be the entire outline of your book, but it's a starting place. Like a writing prompt is a tool. AI can be a tool, but it can never replace your words and your authenticity. It'll help you organize chaotic thoughts if you're really struggling and if that struggle prevents you from writing. It's okay to use AI, but keep it tight and keep the reins on it. It helps you maybe find a metaphor when your brain is fried. We all leaned on thesauruses back in the day. I still have mine that was gifted to me before my first year of college, more than 30 years ago. That's not AI, but it is a resource, and that is how AI should be treated when it comes to writing and writing your memoir. So think about this concept. If you start outsourcing the soul of your story to a machine, you're not writing a memoir, you're generating content. And there's a big difference. So let's pause here and walk through some do's and don'ts. I'm going to go over some things to keep in mind when you might want to use AI, and I'm not saying that you absolutely need to. You can definitely write a book that is well-written, engaging for readers, will sell to people beside your family and friends without touching AI or entering chatgpt.com into your browser. But if you're thinking of using AI, or if you've already taken a little bit of a dive into that pool, here's some things that you can use it for and, maintain your authenticity and originality as a writer. You can use it to brainstorm story structures or chapter titles. Keep in mind, a brainstorm, okay? Try not to use the exact title that it spits out for you. You can use it to summarize research that you're including in your book. Of course, you would always credit the research that you did on your own and give that proper credit. You can use it to generate writing prompts when you feel stuck. You can use it to ask, what are five different ways I could open this scene? You can use it to organize themes or help identify patterns across your story. But here's what you should not ever use it for. Don't let AI write your actual scenes. Okay? Your scenes are the moments that are filled with sensory detail, dialogue, things that happen that only you know. AI does not know what happened 20 years ago in your family room as you sat around and watched the Super Bowl, if that's something that happens to be in your story. It cannot write your actual scenes, and don't even let it try to. Your readers will know, okay? And all in all, don't you want to write a book that is yours and yours alone? Don't use it to fill in the gaps of your life with fiction. Memoir is not fiction. If you want to write fiction, you should write fiction, and don't use AI to write fiction either. But memoir is not fiction. Don't let it rewrite your memories in a way that feels smoother but less real. That can be tough with memoirists, because sometimes when we're writing, we might be writing about memories that are uncomfortable or moments and events that were traumatic or even tragic. So that's a topic for another day, how to write through that. But what's important is that you must write through it and then distill it down to how much you want to tell in your book. But don't ever let it rewrite your memories just so that they feel like your childhood wasn't as dramatic or tragic as maybe it was, if that example pertains to you. Don't rely on AI to shape your emotional arc. That arc belongs to you and you alone. And don't use it because you're afraid you're not good enough. You are. You don't need the crutch of AI to write your book. Writing a book is hard. It takes time. There will be many iterations of a chapter, of a sentence, of a thought. But that is how the true beauty in your story will shine through eventually. So here's the truth that writers, and especially memoirists, are often afraid to confront. When we write, especially when we're writing about ourselves or our stories, we're afraid of getting it wrong. We might be afraid of sounding silly. We might be afraid that our story is too much or that it's not enough. So with AI, with its confident tone and click of a button convenience, it can feel like a safety net. But safety nets don't write books that change people's lives. You do. You, with the stumbles and scars and stunning insight, with your voice trembling but your pen steady, or your fingers steady on the keyboard, you, with the audacity to say, this happened, I was there, and I have something to say about it. Memoirs aren't about perfect prose. And I'll pause on that, because I'll go back to the grammar and the sentence structure. Not perfection, but the writing does have to be good. But it's also about you and the unique way in which your voice comes through in the story that you tell. Ultimately, writing a memoir is about truth telling. And only you can decide how much of that truth that you want to tell. But it should never be the truth that AI spits out in 5 seconds. Memoir is about inviting the reader into your world and saying, come with me. I'll show you what I saw. I'll tell you what I learned. I'll show you why it matters. And when your readers pick up your book or your essay or even a social media post, what they're really saying is, I'm in. Take me there. It's up to you to show them and show them a really good time. I say that memoirs are written to inspire, educate, or entertain. It can be one of those three, two, or all three. But that is what you are doing in telling your story. So don't shortchange your readers. And most importantly, don't shortchange yourself in relying on AI for the writing. So I'll end with this. There is nothing on this earth that can replace your authenticity. It's your fingerprints, your voice print, your life print, and it deserves to be heard, unedited by algorithms and unfiltered by fear. So yes, use the tools, but be the writer. Show up for your story, because if you won't, who will? Thank you for listening, and until next time, keep writing the truest story you know, because the world needs it.